Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Palace at Coldwater High School for the game tonight between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. As we're about set to start the game in the junior varsity game tonight, that went unfortunately to Coldwater as Coldwater won in overtime. They didn't really lead in the game, I don't believe, until the overtime period. Fort Recovery pretty much led all the way, leading 12-2 at the first quarter. And then they led 19-11 at the halftime, led 31-24 after three, and Fort Recovery only scored 1 point in the final quarter. And Coldwater ended up scoring eight, so the game was tied 32-all at the end of regulation. Then Coldwater won it 42-40. And in overtime, Callie Wendell almost sent it into two overtimes, hitting a three-pointer with about 10 seconds to go, but Coldwater came down and scored at the end to win the game. So we're underway here for the varsity contest. The tip goes to Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn had to sing the national anthem. The recording system didn't work. So Allie Vaughn, who's a very nice singer for Fort Recovery, ended up singing the national anthem. Got a big round of applause here in the game tonight. Brenna Homan with the basketball over to Kiki Wendell. Now to Hope Wendell. Hope will fire over on the right side to Brenna Homan. Back out top to Paige Fortkamp. On the left side it goes. There's Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will pass in to Hope Wendell, back outside to Paige Fortkamp. Here's Allie Vaughn dribbling at the free throw line to Paige Fortkamp, fires a three, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound comes down, and it's pulled down by the Cavaliers. With the ball there was Annalise Harlemert, and the ball is thrown out of bounds by Coldwater. Turnover, and the Lady Indians get the basketball. Once again, Rob Weaver here at the Palace at Coldwater High School as we have a MAC conference game. Fort Recovery comes in 12-4 on the year, 5-2 in the MAC. Coldwater is 6-8 on the year, 2-3 in the MAC conference. Allie Vaughn outside tried to pass down low to Brenna Homan, and the pass was intercepted by the Lady Cavaliers, Courtney May. Up comes Coldwater. There's a three-point shot up by May. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Allie Vaughn of Fort Recovery. Allie brings it right down the middle, feeds on the right side to Paige Fortkamp. Back out to Allie. Around the horn it goes. There's Kiki Wendell on the left side, and she scores a three-pointer. Kiara Wendell hits a three to get us off to a 3-0 lead here in the first quarter. Brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy with their locations in Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, and also located in Union City, Indiana. That's Calp Pharmacy. Don't forget the Cal Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open extra hours in the weeknights of Monday through Thursday until 7 and Fridays until 6. Coldwater with the basketball. Fort Recovery had knocked it out of bounds there a moment ago. Outside it goes to Paige Seifering. She will drive down the right side, stops, feeds back out top. Now back over on the left to Bria Deuce, and it's intercepted by Hope Wendell. Now to Paige Fortkamp on the left. Back out top to Allie Vaughn. Here's Brenna Homan on the left. Around the horn over to Kiki Wendell on the right. Kiki passes back outside. Here's Paige Fortkamp with the basketball. Now to Brenna Homan. On the right it goes to Kiara Wendell. Back around the horn on the left side to Allie Vaughn. Down in the corner to Brenna Homan. Back out top to Paige Fortkamp. Right side it goes to Kiki Wendell. Kiki top of the key. Feeds on the left to Paige Fortkamp. Back out top to Allie Vaughn, almost lost it over and back, but managed to save it just in her nick of time. And Kiara Wendell will set up the offense again. She's standing in the center circle now. Passing on the left to Allie Vaughn. There's Paige Fortkamp on the left wing. Fort Recovery leads here, 3-0 on the Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Right side to Allie Vaughn, cross-court pass to Paige Fortkamp. Here is Kiki Wendell underneath to Hope Wendell, and she scores. give Kiki the assist, Hope Wendell the layup, and that makes the score 5-0. Fort Recovery in the lead here in this basketball game. Coldwater trailing 5-0 at the moment. At the free throw line, here's a drive down the lane underneath. Now they tried to pass it off. It's intercepted by Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell picked up the loose ball. She'll bring it down. There's Allie Vaughn firing a three, and it's good. Oh, they say only a two. They say her foot was on the line. So give Allie a two-point basket. That hit the rim, popped up, and came down in. Coldwater with the basketball now down 7-0 here in the early going. Fort Recovery full court press, and the official says that Coldwater did not get the ball across the timeline in time in 10 seconds, so it goes back to Fort Recovery. So Lady Indians will put the ball in play here. Brenna Homan will toss it in to Kiki Wendell. Kiki now will come down across the timeline. You're listening to WPGW FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Owen Moorman back at the Fort Recovery Radio studios running the controls there, and Neil Spencer's here at the game site. Here's Kiki Wendell putting it up and in. Eric Catterley is our studio producer at the radio station. And that makes 5 points for Kiki, and Fort Recovery leading 9-0. And Coldwater says timeout. Timeout, Coldwater. First quarter, 3:58 to go here in the quarter.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, January 27th through the 30th. Stop in and save.
This is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kaup Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kaup Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kaup Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Coldwater turns the ball over here on the ensuing play after the timeout. And now we have a foul call as Fort Recovery had the ball. And they're going to call that on Lady Cavaliers, Courtney May. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in tonight's basketball game from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart, wish the Lady Indians the best of luck. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. They'd love to be your family's dentist. Here's Whitley Rammel back for the first time after being out with an injured foot, and she scores. It was a long two. Ball is tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery, and Coldwater will have the basketball. So it's 11-0 now, Fort Recovery with the lead here in the first quarter of play. Again, Lady Indians with a nice 12-4 record on the year. 5-2 in the MAC. One of several teams with two losses in the MAC. Minster leads the conference with a 6-0 record, and they have the conference championship wrapped up. They can do no worse than a tie, and trust me, they're going to win the conference outright, probably with an undefeated year. They're 15-1 on the year as a overall record. Their only loss was to Fort Loramie. Inside pass is stolen by Brenna Homan of Fort Recovery after the ball went out of bounds, and Lady Indians have it. Here's Whitley Rammel turning, firing, scoring. Whitley Rammel with two straight baskets. That makes the score now 13-0. Fort Recovery smoking here in the early goings. And the Lady Indians steal the ball in the forecourt press. Allie Vaughn, I think, knocked it away. Right side to Brenna Homan. Homan back on the left side to Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbling the basketball. Will feed over on the left to Paige Fortkamp. Back out to Kiki. Kiki goes to Paige Fordcamp inside Allie Vaughn. She'll stop. Tries to feed off to Whitley Rammel and picked up on the outside by Brenna Homan. Here's a three-point shot by Kiki Wendell. No good. Rebound comes down to Coldwater. Getting the board there was Jenna Leugers. And here's the ball out of bounds. It's Coldwater. Threw it away again. Another Coldwater turnover, and Fort Recovery has the basketball. This will be our only Fort Recovery broadcast of the week as we have Jay County games going on tomorrow night and Saturday night. And a game that Fort Recovery was supposed to play on Saturday got canceled. Here's Paige Fordcamp banking one in from the left side. A two-point shot, and it's 15-0. And Coldwater calls another timeout, their second timeout here in the quarter, and we'll be back in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at the Palace at Coldwater High School, Fort Recovery with an impressive lead right now, leading the Coldwater Cavaliers 15-0 with a minute 48 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, if you need handicap medical equipment, depend on Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. They have their handicap medical equipment center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park at the south edge of Fort Recovery. If you need handicap medical equipment, they have it all. They're in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Ball stolen by Fort Recovery on the press. Paige Fordcamp came up with the basketball. On the left to Brenna Homan, out between the circles. Right side to Kiki Wendell. Kiki will pass to Allie Vaughn in the lane. Outside to Paige Fordcamp. Three-point shot doesn't go. Rebound Whitley Rammel. Back out to Kiki. Wendell dribbles the basketball. Feeds on the right side to Paige Fordcamp. To Allie Vaughn. Allie will feed to Whitley Rammel. Puts it up no good. Rebound Allie Vaughn. No good. And Allie's fouled on the play. And she'll be at the free throw line with two shots. Allie Vaughn has 2 points already tonight, going for 3 and 4 here. Bounces at the basket, bounces the basketball at the line, I should say, and it's up and good on the first one. Gives her 3 points on the night. And it's now 16-0, 16 straight points to start the game here. Fort Recovery's junior varsity led 19-2 in that game, and they ended up losing in overtime. That one's no good. Rebound comes to Coldwater. Here come the Lady Cavs. Over on the right side with the basketball there was Bria Deuce. Deuce gets it back. Now feeds to the top of the key and throwing it away underneath was Coldwater's Annalise Harlemert. I think she thought somebody was going to cut underneath and there was nobody there. So Fort Recovery gets the basketball. Brenna Homan over to Fort Recovery's Kiki Wendell. Wendell right side to Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbles the basketball. Now passes back to Whitley Rammel right side. Back out to Allie Vaughn to Whitley Rammel. Rammel pops the shot and in and out. No good. Rebound knocked around. Allie Vaughn comes down with it. Tries to give over to Whitley Rammel. And it was tipped out of bounds by Coldwater's Paige Seifering. We have 36 seconds left to go here in the first quarter of play on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Don't forget they have their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis right to your home. Ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Kiki Wendell will toss it into Allie Vaughn. And it's picked up by Allie across the timeline. Now to Brenna Homan. Brenna will pass on the right side to Kiara Wendell. Kiki brings it back out top. The Indians are going to try to go for the last shot as they spread it out. 16 seconds remaining here in the first quarter of play. We lead 16-0. Allie Vaughn on the left, back outside to Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbling the basketball, goes in, and there's a foul called on the drive. I think it's going to be out of bounds unless they... No, they're going to say it's a shooting foul. So Kiki will go to the free throw line. That was a close call there. She could make it 18-0 with 6 seconds to go in the game, in the first quarter, and the free throw's up and in. Again, you're listening to WPGW-FM tonight at 100.9 on your FM dial in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First free throw is good. The second one is also good. That makes a score 18-0 with 6 seconds remaining. Coldwater will try to get on the board here. Fort Recovery continues to press full court, and Lady Cavs will not be able to get it up across the timeline. That's the end of the first quarter of play. Total domination by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leading 18-0 at the end of the first quarter of play. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, Mark, what are you doing?
I'm getting my turkey sliders ready for my Super Bowl party.
Mind if I try one of your turkey sliders?
Go ahead.
Mmm, this turkey slider is delicious. What's all on it?
Cooper Farms turkey meat, of course, a slice of cheese, and Dijon mustard.
Well, Mark, I'll see you later. I gotta run to Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery to get myself some Cooper Farms turkey and other ingredients to make turkey sliders. Enjoy the big game.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Back here once again at the Palace of Coldwater High School. Rob Weaver here. And Coldwater will have the basketball to start the second quarter of play, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. They're your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's Allie Vaughn tipping the ball away from Coldwater, and the Lady Cavs have another turnover. Vaughn goes down the lane, lays it up, and scores. 20-0. Allie Vaughn picks up another point. That's her fifth point of the night. Coldwater brings it down against the Fort Recovery press. They get it down this time. Left side, back in the lane, back outside it goes. Three-point shots, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Mara Pearson of Fort Recovery, rebounding the missed basket by Courtney May. Here's Allie Vaughn on the left side, just off the top of the key. Now feeds back out to Kiara Wendell. Kiki goes to the center circle. Dribbles to the right side now. Will hand off to Mara Pearson. Mara dribbling the ball, passing on the right to Kiki Wendell. Kiki back out to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will pass over to Hope Wendell. Hope almost lost it, picks it back up. Bounce pass goes over to Kiara Wendell. Kiara in the lane, drives down, stops, fires, and misses. And she's fouled on the play on the act of shooting and will be at the free throw line with two shots. So Kiki already has a total of 7 points on the night. She could get her ninth point here with two free throws. Here comes the first one for her. It's up, and it is good. She is normally a pretty good free throw shooter, and showing that here. Hope Wendell will go out, and Grace Guggenbiller comes in for Fort Recovery. Here's one more. It's up and good by Kiki Wendell. Makes it 22-0. Fort Recovery with a big lead early here. Unbelievable. Full court press for Fort Recovery, and they're going to call a foul on the Lady Indians. That was close to a jump ball, but the official called a foul. And Coldwater will get it out of bounds. That foul was whistled on Fort Recovery's Mara Pearson. Here comes Coldwater up the court. Becca winning with the basketball at the moment. Becca will dribble to the right, stops, tries to feed inside. Ball's tipped by Allie Vaughn, goes out of bounds, and they say Allie touched it last. The Cavs are trying to get it in there to Annalise Harlemert, and couldn't get it into her. So Coldwater tosses it back in. Here's a shot from the left side, way off, air ball. Rebound up for grabs, picked up by Coldwater. Inside, the foul's called on Whitley Rammel. As she reached around Riley Rissmiller of Coldwater, committing the personal foul. 22-0 score. That foul was called on Fort Recovery's Whitley Rammel again. Number one on Whitley. Coldwater gets the pass in. Here is Becca Winning. Now she'll pass back out top to Jenna Loigers. Back on the left side it goes. Ball's dribbled and lost and picked up by Grace. Grace Guggenbiller finally got the basketball. Kiara Wendell will have it across the timeline. Passing on the left to Allie Vaughn. Fort Recovery leads 22-0. There's an inside pass intercepted and stolen by Annalise Harlemert for the Lady Cavaliers. Back outside it goes. Cavaliers come in with a 6-8 record. Here's the ball stolen by Kiki Wendell, as probably more or less just thrown away. And Kiki comes down and scores. And that makes the score now 24-0. I think this is the biggest run at the beginning of a game that I can recall for a Fort Recovery girls basketball team, leading 24-0 at the moment. And that ends the streak right there as Coldwater finally scores, getting the ball inside and putting it up and in on a layup was Riley Rissmiller. It makes it 24-2. So a 24-0 run to start the game here. We're in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. You'll find outstanding farm equipment and farm equipment service at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Outside, Grace Guggenbiller. On the left, it goes to Mara Pearson. Mara will have the ball tipped out of bounds. Last touching the ball there was Jenna Loigers for Coldwater. Kiki Wendell and Whitley Rammel will both go out for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians have Allie Vaughn, Paige Fortcamp, Brenna Homan, Grace Guggenbiller, and Mara Pearson in the game at the moment for Fort Recovery, leading 24-2. Allie Vaughn is fouled. Annalise Harlemer committing the foul. That is number two on her, and she's going to go out of the game. Allie Vaughn will toss it in from the far side. Coming in for Coldwater is Madison Wendell. Pass comes to Brenna Homan out the timeline. On the right side it goes to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles down the lane, scoops it up, and no good, and there's a foul called on Coldwater. It's going to be whistled on the Lady Cavaliers' Bria Deuce. That's her second personal foul, and at the free throw line is Allie Vaughn, and she missed the free throw. She is one out of three from the line so far tonight. She'll have one more here, though. Could get her to the 50-50 mark here. Allie Vaughn gets the ball back from the official, bounces, fires, and in and out, no good, but chased down by Brenna Homan. So Lady Indians still have the basketball. Back outside to Paige Fortcamp. Right side it goes to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller will pass to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles at the free throw line. Back to Grace Guggenbiller in the lane. Shots blocked by Coldwater. On the block there was Riley Rissmiller. Here comes the Lady Cavs. No good, and a foul's called on Paige Fortcamp as she fouled from behind the Lady Cavaliers' Jenna Loigers. So she will have two free throws coming. Cavaliers only have 2 points on the night. This one's up and good. Now three. One more for Jenna Loigers here. 24-3 the score. Fort Recovery on top by 21 points here in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. That free throw's no good. Chased down by Allie Vaughn on the rebound. And here comes Allie up the court. Across the timeline. On the left side, she'll hand off to Brenna Homan. Homan circles back out top. Now looks for a teammate. Goes to Kiki Wendell on the right. Kiki will bring it back out to Grace Guggenbiller. On the left to Allie Vaughn. Now back out top to Mara Pearson. Mara dribbling the ball. Feeds to Kiki Wendell at the free throw line. No shot there. Back to Brenna Homan. Homan in the lane. Fires the shot and in and out. No good. Rebound comes to Rissmiller for Coldwater. Riley Rissmiller dribbles the ball, now feeds over here to Becca Winning. Winning brings it across the timeline. Right side for Winning. Looks inside to Rissmiller, turns, fires, and misses, and she is fouled by Allie Vaughn. So Rissmiller will go to the free throw line. New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. See the New Holland Tractors at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Free throws up and no good by Riss Miller. She'll have one more. Whitley Rammel comes back in for Fort Recovery, and Mara Pearson will go out. Grace Guggenbiller goes out, and coming in for the Lady Indians here is Alexis Wendell. So Alexis into the game for the first time here this evening. 3:43 remaining in the first half of play. 24-3 is the score. First free throw is up and good. Actually, the second free throw up and good by Riss Miller as she hits one of two, and it's 24-4. Lady Cavaliers trailing by 20 points. Fort Recovery scored the first 24 points of the game. And there's a three-point shot up and good by Kiki Wendell from the right side. Kiki with a total of 14 points in this first half of play. And here's the ball tipped out of bounds or lost out of bounds by Coldwater. And Fort Recovery will get it underneath their own hoop here. Kiki Wendell will toss it in. Goes back outside to Brenna Homan. Homan now passing to Alexis Wendell. To Brenna Homan on the right. Homan drives in, scoops it up, can't get the ball to go in. Rebound comes down to Coldwater. Courtney May picked up the board. Here's Becca Winning with it across the timeline. She'll dribble against Kiki Wendell, passes down in the corner. Back outside it goes to Jenna Loigers. Loigers looking, driving past Alexis Wendell, feeds over on the right to Becca Winning. She'll fire and miss off the side of the backboard. Rebound Whitley Rammel to Fort Recovery. 27-4 is the score. Indians on top by 23 points in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter of play. 2:38 remaining here in the quarter. Alexis Wendell over to Whitley Rammel. Back out top it goes to Brenna Homan. On the left to Kiki Wendell. Bounce pass down low to Allie Vaughn. Allie tried to pass, knocked away from her. She got it back. Feeds out to Whitley Rammel. Whitley between the circles. Brenna Homan on the left. There's Kiki Wendell. She'll drive baseline. Now feeds opposite side to Alexis Wendell. Shots blocked. Got it back. Puts it up and in. Alexis Wendell scoring. That makes a score now. 29-4. Coldwater with the basketball. Well, if you're Coach Holly Gann, you want this kind of a start to a game where you're just taking control of the game and it's pretty much almost over already. Fort Recovery leading 29-4 here in the first half of play. Foul just called on Fort Recovery. That was on Brenna Homan is who the personal foul was called on that time. Coldwater with the basketball. Inside it goes to Riley Riss Miller. Turns, fires, misses the little hook shot. Got her own rebound and scored. Nobody blocked out. And Riley Riss Miller got the rebound basket to make it 29-6. Here's Allie Vaughn fouled on the play by Coldwater's Courtney May. And Courtney thought she had a clean block. So Allie will go to the free throw line with two free throws coming here. He is only one out of four from the line here this evening, so let's see if she can improve on that. Bounces the basketball, lets it fly, and it is good. That was a nice, sweet free throw. 6 points on the night now for Allie. Again, Kiki Wendell leads the team with 14. One more coming here for Allie. It's up, and it's also good. So after she only hit one of the first four, she connects on two in a row there to make it now 31-6. Fort Recovery by 25 points. 1:25 to go in the first quarter, first half of play, I should say, on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Here is a foul on Alexis Wendell. She bumped into Coldwater's Courtney May. Check out the new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, built tough with poultry growers in mind and available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. May puts the free throw up and missed it. Had a 1-1 there. Rebound comes to Whitley Rammel. Fort Recovery just lost the ball, picked up by Coldwater. Down they come, a minute five to go in the first half. Left side, Becca Winning fires a three-point shot. It's no good, way off the mark. Rebound comes down to Allie Vaughn. That hit the side of the backboard. Alexis Wendell over on the right side to Kiki Wendell. There's Brenna Holman, free throw line. Back out to Kiki Wendell. Allie Vaughn with the ball now. Way on the outside, backs it up. Almost to the timeline now. And Fort Recovery will spread it out and play for one shot. Leading 31-6 here in the first half of play. Score was 18-0 at the end of the first quarter. Fort Recovery ended up running the first 24 points off before Coldwater finally scored. And now it's 31-6 with time running down here in the first half of play. Alexis Wendell to Kiki Wendell, and a foul is going to be called on Coldwater. Going to whistle that one on Bria Dews. Will be 1-1 here for Kiki Wendell. Wendell already with 14 points on the night. Fort Recovery's final conference game will be at Tough Minster next Thursday. That's up and in. We will not. We were originally going to do that game, but Jay County had a game rescheduled on that night, so we can no longer do that game, but you'll be able to hear it on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery at Minster next Thursday night. Here comes the Lady Cavaliers, Riley Rissmiller inside. It's up and no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. It's going to be called on Whitley Rammel, her second of the night, with 5 seconds left to go in the half. Riley Rissmiller steps to the line. She has 5 points to lead her team in scoring. Puts it up, and it is good. 6 of her team's 7 points, but nobody else obviously has been contributing. This one's up, and it is also good. 7 points for Riley Rissmiller. Here comes Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell fires a three, and it's no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. 33-8 is the score after one half of play. Fort Recovery outscoring Coldwater 18-0 in the first quarter and then outscoring them 15-8 in the second quarter to take a huge lead here at halftime, leading by 25 points, 33-8, Fort Recovery on top. This second quarter has been brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? See Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Stay tuned. We'll be back here with more at halftime at the Palace at Coldwater High School. Lady Indians again leading 33-8 here at the half.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 27th through the 30th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
And don't forget, again, That's going on this week, their open house at Hall Brothers. Just 2 days left of that big open house. That's tomorrow and also on Saturday. Fort Recovery leads here 33-8 at the end of the first half of play. What a dominating half for the Lady Indians. They have been led here by Kiera Wendell with 16 points. Kiera has 2 3-point baskets, 2 2-point baskets, and is 5 out of 6 at the free throw line for her 16 points. Allie Vaughn is next with 7. Allie has 2 2s and is 3 out of 6 at the free throw line for 7 points. Chipping in with 4 points, Whitley Rammel. Whitley back for the first time after missing a few games with her foot injury. Nice to see her back in the lineup, and she's looked pretty good, really. And she has 2 2-point baskets for her 4 total points. Then chipping in with 2 points was Paige Fortkamp on a 2-point goal. 2 points for Hope Wendell on a 2-point goal, and 2 points for Alexis Wendell on a 2-point basket. Again, a total of 33 here at the half for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leading 18-0 at the first quarter. Again, they ran off the first 24 points without Coldwater scoring before the Lady Cavs finally got on the board. And Fort Recovery leads here at halftime 33-8. For Coldwater, they're led by Riley Rissmiller with 7. She has 2 2-point goals and was 3 out of 4 at the free throw line for her 7 points. Other than that, just Jenna Loigers has 1 point on 1 out of 2 at the line. Courtney May was at the free throw line but missed her only opportunity there. Again, the halftime score, 33-8. We'll take a look at the junior varsity game coming up in a moment, right after we pause for this from the Coldwater High School.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hey, Mark, what are you doing?
I'm getting my turkey sliders ready for my Super Bowl party.
Mind if I try one of your turkey sliders?
Go ahead.
This turkey slider is delicious. What's all on it?
Cooper Farms turkey meat, of course, a slice of cheese, and Dijon mustard.
Well, Mark, I'll see you later. I gotta run to Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery to get myself some Cooper Farms turkey and other ingredients to make turkey sliders. Enjoy the big game.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Back here once again at the Coldwater High School, where the score halftime is 33-8, Fort Recovery leading Coldwater. In the junior varsity game, Fort Recovery led almost all the way but lost the game in overtime, 42-40. Fort Recovery jumped out to a 19-2 lead in the first half in that game but couldn't hang on to the lead. It led 12-2 at the first quarter, led 19-11 at halftime. Then they led 31-24 after three, only scored 1 point in the fourth quarter, as Coldwater was able to catch up and tie the game at 32-all at the end of four. And then Fort Recovery almost sent the game into two overtimes as Callie Wendell hit a three-pointer in the last seconds of the game to tie it up at 40-40, but Coldwater came down and scored right away to win the game 42-40. Fort Recovery was led in scoring in the junior varsity game by Alexis Wendell, who had 11 points on a 3-point basket and 4 2-point baskets. Also 10 points for Callie Wendell on 2 threes and two twos in the game. 8 points for Grace Guggenbiller. Grace had two threes and a two, was 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Chipping in with 4 points was Kenzie Garkey on 2 2-point baskets, and 4 points for Mara Pearson on 2 2-point baskets. And Sage Luthold had 3 points on a 2-point goal and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Again, those were the 40 points for Fort Recovery. For Coldwater's Lady Cavaliers, they were led by Emma May, who had 10 points in the game, 7 for Becca Winning, 5 points for Madison Wendell. Chipping in with 4 apiece, Kelsey Seifering, Claire Steinke, and Natalie Ashbaugh. And then also Jenna Loigers had 6 points in the game coming in the second half of play. Again, Coldwater wins the junior varsity game in overtime, 42-40 over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll have the second half of play coming up here in the varsity contest. Fort Recovery on a cruise. Fort Recovery 33, Coldwater 8, leading by 25 here at the half.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here at the Palace at Coldwater High School. Again, hi, everybody. Rob Weaver here. Jay County won their game over the South Adams Lady Starfires tonight, 47-30. I think that takes their record maybe up to 16-3 on the year as Jay County wraps up their regular season with that game tonight. They'll head into sectional play next week, playing Delta on Tuesday night next week at Newcastle. We'll have the game for you on the radio next Tuesday night. Starts at 7 p.m. Pregame will start around 6:45, 6:50, something like that, with Justin Mangold and Zeb Hudson. Good luck to the Lady Patriots in their sectional tournament. Fort Recovery will know who they play in their tournament. The tournament draw for Ohio is on Sunday, so we'll know that on Monday morning who the Lady Indians will play in their tournament action. They'll be coming up in a couple of weeks. Fort Recovery with the ball to start the second half, and Allie Vaughn just missed a 3-point shot. Rebound comes to Coldwater. Here comes the Lady Cavaliers. Outside 3-pointer is way off the mark, no good. Rebound Coldwater, partially blocked by Allie Vaughn, I believe it was. Paige Fortkamp comes down with the ball. Kiki Wendell on the left side, dribbling the basketball. Works her way to the right. Hands off to Allie Vaughn. Allie top of the key. Goes over on the left side to Paige Fortkamp. Paige to Brenna Homan, top of the key. Over to Kiki Wendell on the right. Kiki dumps it out top between the circles to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles. Feeds to Paige Fortkamp. Now there's Kiara Wendell with it. She'll drive down the lane. Scoops it up and scores. 18 points for Kiara Wendell. What a night she is having. 6:40 to go here in the third quarter. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Shots missed, no good. Rebound, Brenna Homan. That was an air ball. Boy, Coldwater's had real shooting problems tonight. I mean, they've just been way off the mark. Brenna Homan right side to Paige Fortkamp. Out top to Kiki Wendell. Allie Vaughn has it to Paige Fortkamp. Left side to Brenna Holman, who drives in and misses the layup. Rebound comes to Coldwater, and a foul's called on Brenna Holman. Getting the rebound there for the Lady Cavaliers was Annalise Harlemert, and she was fouled in the after she got the rebound by Brenna Holman. For recovery, pressing full court here. On the left side it goes to Coldwater. They get it down the court okay. Right side, there's a three-point shot up and no good by Paige Seifering. Rebound, Coldwater. And the pass outside is stolen by Paige Fortkamp, who will come down and lay it in. Paige Fortkamp with her fourth point of the evening, and it's 37-8. Coldwater brings it up, tipped away by Kiki Wendell. Now a foul is called on Coldwater on Bria Deuce. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Allie Vaughn will give it over to Kiki Wendell. Kiki comes across the timeline, dribbling the basketball. 5:27 remaining here in the third quarter of play. Left side to Paige Fortkamp. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound, Riley Rissmiller of Coldwater. Looks like she has an ankle that's bothering her a little bit. And there's a ball tipped out of bounds by Paige Fortkamp. Coldwater will get the basketball. May will go out of the game, and coming in for Coldwater is going to be Jenna Loygers as Courtney May goes out. Coldwater puts the ball in play down in the right corner. Here's a dribble to the basket. Now to Riley Rissmiller. She'll fire a 10-footer from the right side. It's no good. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. Rammel gives it over here to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn brings it up over to Brenna Holman. Right side it goes to Paige Fortkamp. She'll pop the shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebound comes down to Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. 4:46 remaining here in the third quarter of play in the Cooper Farm scoreboard, 37-8. Want to check out all the employment opportunities at Cooper Farms? Go to cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. And there's Annalise Harlemert getting loose inside and scoring on the layup for Coldwater to give them their 10th point of the evening. Here's Paige Fortkamp at the other end, and she scores. Paige Fortkamp with 4 points here in the quarter and six for the game. And it's 39-10. Lady Indians on top over the Cavaliers here in this Midwest Athletic Conference game. Fort Recovery trying to go to 6-2 in the conference. Minster leads the conference with a 6-0 record. And then there's several teams behind them with two losses, including Marion Local and Fort Recovery. Coldwater just lost the ball. Let's see, who else has two losses? New Knoxville also has only two losses, and New Bremen only has two losses. Here's a drive up and in by Allie Vaughn. Vaughn scoring for Fort Recovery. That gives her 9 points on the evening. Coldwater being pressed again by the Lady Indians. 41-10 is the score. Down comes Coldwater, up and no good, and the foul is going to be called on Paige Fortkamp. It'll be two free throws coming here for Coldwater's Jenna Loygers. Loygers will have two free throws coming here. Bounces the basketball, puts it in the air, and it's good. Two out of three for her on the night so far. Harlemert will go out of the game for Coldwater, and Madison Wendell will come in the game for the Lady Cavaliers. Here's the next one up, and it is no good this time. 41-11 the score. Here is Mara Pearson, open from the right side, misses a 7-foot shot. Rebound comes down out of bounds off of Coldwater. Fort Recovery will toss it in underneath their own hoop. Kiki Wendell will put it in play here. Comes in to Mara Pearson, I should say. It's up and no good. Rebound comes. That was a nice play, but Mara couldn't convert. Comes down to Coldwater, and Riley Rissmiller lays it in at the opposite end as Riley able to beat the Lady Indians down the court. She has 9 points now to, again, lead her team in scoring. She has 9 of their 13 points. 41-13 is the score. Fort Recovery leads by 28 points here in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. If you'd like to sell your corn to Coopers, call them at 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Inside to Grace Guggenbiller, back out to Brenna Homan. Top of the key to Mara Pearson. On the left to Kiera Wendell. There's a pass to Whitley Rammel. Now back out to Brenna Homan. Comes in, can't get the shot. Back outside to Kiki. Kiera will drive in. Lost a dribble. Picks it up. Lost it again. Picked up by Grace Guggenbiller to Brenna Homan, who saves the ball. Cross-court pass to Whitley Rammel. And there's going to be timeout called by Fort Recovery. Timeout, Lady Indians. Fort Recovery leads 41-13. We'll be back.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th. Enjoy 15% off Case IH and Kubota filters, $2 off cultivator sweeps. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send in your pre-orders so we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 27th through the 30th, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Just 2 days left of that sale, of that open house sale, is going on tomorrow and Saturday at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Again, this third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Kiki Wendell with the basketball will give to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn out to Whitley Rammel. 3-point shot is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Coldwater. Getting the board there for the Lady Cavaliers was Madison Wendell. Over on the right side now, holding the ball there was Jenna Loigers. Outside shot. Oh, no good on a 3-point basket. Rebound Coldwater by Loigers, and she is fouled by Grace Guggenbiller. Missing that first shot for them was Courtney May. And so going to the free throw line is Loigers here. Jenna Loigers has 2 points tonight. This one's up, and it is good. She played in the reserve game this evening and ended up having 6 points in that contest. This one's up and no good, and a rebound comes to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will come down, drives the lane, scoops it up, no good. Rebound Riley Rissmiller. Here comes Coldwater with the basketball. Down low with the ball there is Madison Wendell. Now goes to the hoop, puts it up, no good. Rebound Madison Wendell, no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. She'll be at the line for two. This is WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterly, our studio at the radio station. Owen Mormon is the studio producer at the FortRecoveryRadio.com studio. And Neil Spencer is on site here at the game for FortRecoveryRadio.com as well. First free throw is no good. She will have one more. Madison Wendell at the line, and this one is no good again. Rebound chased down. That's out of bounds. Saved by Whitley Rammel. Kiera Wendell ends up coming up with it. Down the court, shots up, no good. Rebound comes down to Coldwater. Up the court, May will feed down low. Here's a shot up, no good. Rebound Riley Rissmiller up, no good again. Rebound Whitley Rammel. Over to Kiki Wendell. Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Thanks to Cooper Farms for bringing you this quarter on the radio. Allie Vaughn with the ball, back outside, threw it away. Over and back called on Fort Recovery. Brenna Homan couldn't catch up with the ball in time. And so it will be out of bounds to the Lady Cavaliers of Coldwater. Fort Recovery leading Coldwater 41-14 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. All Fort Recovery so far tonight. With the ball is Becca Winning. She will feed down inside to Harlemert back on the right side. There's a shot up, no good by Loigers. Rebound out of bounds. It's going to be given to Coldwater. 25 seconds remaining in the quarter. And tossing it in here will be the Lady Cavaliers, Courtney May. And the ball stolen away by Allie Vaughn. She knocked it out of the hands of Jenna Loigers. Nice steal by Allie Vaughn. Over to Kiki Wendell. Fort Recovery has the floor spread. Going to take the last shot. Allie Vaughn on the right. Dribbling the basketball. Free throw line. Back out to Kiki Wendell. Firing and missing off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped around and goes out of bounds. They're going to say it's off of Coldwater. They say that the officials say that Jenna Loigers touched it last. Here's Allie Vaughn putting it in play to Kiki Wendell, who will fire and miss. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. 41-14, the score at the end of three. Fort Recovery didn't have a lot of points in that quarter, but neither did Coldwater. Fort Recovery outscoring the Lady Cavaliers 8-6 in that third quarter of play. Again, the third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter right after this.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kalp Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at the Coldwater High School at the Palace, I'm Rob Weaver. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. So far, it's a blowout for Fort Recovery. Not many times this year they play such a tough schedule. Not many times this year have they had a game like this, especially in the MAC Conference. It's again, Coldwater's conference record coming into the game tonight is 2-3. They're going to go to 2-4 on the year, and Fort Recovery is going to improve to 6-2 on the year in the conference. Again, Minster has already won the conference championship. And here is a foul called on Fort Recovery. It's going to be called on Allie Vaughn. Allie had to sing the national anthem. Well, she volunteered to sing the national anthem tonight. The national anthem recording didn't work, so Allie, who's quite the singer, was encouraged by the Fort Recovery fans to go over and sing, so she did. Did a very nice job. Left side it goes to Coldwater. Here's a shot from out, 3 points way off the mark. Rebound Brenna Homan as Courtney May missing that one. Here's Allie Vaughn on the left to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp drives baseline open, is blocked from behind, got her own rebound, puts it up and scores. That gives Paige Fortkamp 8 points on the night, and it's 43-14 as we start this fourth quarter of play. Coldwater with the basketball. Right wing it goes inside. There's Harlemert up no good, couldn't get it to go down. A jump ball is going to be called between Rissmiller and Paige Fortkamp, and it will go to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. I think Paige Fortkamp banged her elbow on that play as she went down to the floor. Kiki Wendell, right side it goes to Mara Pearson, back to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn on the left to Kiki Wendell. 3-point shot is off the mark. Rebound comes down to Coldwater. Here come the Lady Cavaliers up the courts. On the outside, Loigers firing over here to Harlemert, who goes in. The shot's blocked. Fort Recovery comes away with the basketball again. Just a dominating victory for Fort Recovery tonight, leading 43-14 at the moment with 6:12 to go in the game. Here's Kiki Wendell getting loose and goes inside and scores. Kiki now with 20 points on the night. She had 16 the first half, so she hasn't scored much here in the second half, but still a great game for Kiki Wendell tonight. Right side with the basketball. Jenna Loegers. Here's Riley Rissmiller underneath. She'll try to put the shot up. Can't do so. Tried to pass it off. And it's stolen by Kiki Wendell. Here comes Kiki down to Allie Vaughn to Paige Fortkamp on the left. Fortkamp will drive in the lane and scores again. That gives her double digits tonight. 10 points for Paige Fortkamp. She only had two at the first half, so she's picked up the pace here in the second half with 8 points. And Coldwater with the basketball trailing 47-14. 33-point lead for the Lady Indians. Right side, Becca Winning. She'll go down low. It's up and no good by Harlemert. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn will go all the way up and miss. Rebound's tipped around. A collision and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Brenna Homan. Coldwater will get the basketball out of bounds. Or will that be 1-1? It'll be out of bounds. Next foul will put Coldwater in the 1-1. Mara Pearson will leave the game. I'm not sure who came in. It was Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell came in. So we have Allie Vaughn, Brenna Homan, Hope Wendell, Paige Fortkamp, and Whitley Rammel in the lineup at the moment. Again, so good to see Whitley Rammel back in the game tonight after she missed two or three games because of a foot injury. Shots up and no good by Coldwater. Coldwater got their rebound, though. Inside, it's up and no good. Madison Wendell is fouled by Paige Fortkamp, and Madison will go to the free throw line. She was there once before earlier this half and missed both of them. She will have two shots again, fouled in the act of shooting. Madison dribbles the ball, lets it fly, and it is good this time. One more for Madison Wendell. Paige Fortkamp leads the game, and Alexis Wendell comes in for Fort Recovery. Here's one more, and it is no good this time. Rebound, Allie Vaughn. Allie will come out, cross the timeline. Hands off to Brenna Homan on the left. Brenna will pass over to Hope Wendell. Whitley Rammel on the right side. Whitley dribbling the basketball. Back outside it goes to Alexis Wendell. Can't grab it, and it's picked up by Coldwater's Paige Seifering. Here's a shot from the right side by Becca Winning. A two-point basket for Becca Winning. That's her first points of the evening. Almost a three, but not quite. And it's 47-17 now. 4 minutes, 9 seconds to go in the fourth quarter of play here from the Coldwater Palace. Dominating performance by Fort Recovery tonight. Here's Hope Wendell firing a three, no good. Rebound picked up by Coldwater. Becca Winning picks up the loose basketball. Down comes Coldwater with it. Here's an inside shot up and no good. Missing that shot for Coldwater was Janelle Bruns, and Fort Recovery with the rebound. Whitley Rammel over to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn spinning, feeding on the left to Hope Wendell, who's left wide open and scores. Hope Wendell about a 15-footer to get her first. Nope, that's her second basket of the night, giving her 4 points. And it's 49-17. Again, Kiki Wendell leading the way tonight. She did go out of the game. She has got 20 points on the evening. But she's on the bench probably for good here for the rest of this game. Inside it goes, up and no good, and a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery. It's on, I think, Allie Vaughn, number three on Allie, who has 9 points in the game. She's probably going to come out. Grace Guggenbilder is going to go back in for Fort Recovery. Free throw is up and off the back of the rim. No good. No, here comes Kiki back in the game. Kiki Wendell comes back in and Brenna Homan goes out. Grace Guggenbiller came in and Allie Vaughn goes out. 49-17. Coldwater at the free throw line for another one here. It is up and off the back of the rim. No good. Madison Wendell missing both of those. And Fort Recovery with the basketball. Kiki Wendell out front will pass down low to Whitley. Rammel puts it up and in. Rammel scoring her 6th point of the evening. And it's now 51-17. Coldwater with the basketball on the left side. Shots fired up. Oh, in and out. Rebound comes to Loigers. Up no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery's Whitley Rammel. Just playing out the clock here. 2:35 to go. Fort Recovery on top by 40 points. Now, not quite 40, but it's almost 40. Ball's kicked by Coldwater. 34 points to be exact. 51-17 is the score. Fort Recovery in the lead here. Whitley Rammel goes out of the game. Again, great to see Whitley back in there tonight after she's been out for a few games because of a foot injury. As the Lady Indians gearing up for tournament play here. Right side to Mara Pearson, and she lost the ball out of bounds. Coldwater will get it. 2:22 remaining here. Coldwater with the ball on the right side. Becca Winning will pass down low, and we have a jump ball call. That was intended for Madison Wendell, and Fort Recovery able to tie her up. And on the alternating possession, it does go to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Mara Pearson tossing it in here to Fort Recovery's Callie Wendell, who's in the game now. Callie had 10 points in the junior varsity game tonight, including 2 3-point shots. Alexis Wendell out front. Grace Guggenbiller on the left. Right side it goes. It's stolen by Coldwater. Down comes Loigers, and it's tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Coldwater will still have the basketball, as Becca Winning will toss it in here for the Lady Cavaliers. Hope Wendell will leave the game, and into the lineup comes Elizabeth Allig for Fort Recovery. So Elizabeth Allig in the game now for the Lady Indians. All the starters are on the bench now. Here's a shot up and no good. Rebound Coldwater back up and good. Getting the rebound basket there was Claire Steinke. That's her first basket of the evening. 51-19 the score now. And Fort Recovery just threw it away. Down come the Lady Cavaliers. Becca Winning puts it up and in. Becca Winning getting a fast break bucket, giving her 4 on the night. It's 51-21. Lady Indians lead by 30 points. Alexis Wendell goes inside, puts it up, no good. Rebound chased down by Coldwater. Coming up with the loose basketball there was the Lady Cavaliers' Claire Steinke. Steinke brings it down, passing over the left corner. Now down inside, it's shots up and good by Emma May of Coldwater. That's her first basket of the evening. 50 seconds to go in the game now. 51-23 the score. Right side to Alexis Wendell. Wendell will dribble the basketball. Fort Recovery is going to go to a very impressive 13-4 on the year. Inside by Alexis Wendell, giving her 4th point of the evening. And it's now 53-23 with 23 seconds left on the clock. Game winds down. Shots up and no good by Coldwater. Rebound Coldwater out of bounds. They say it's last touch by Fort Recovery. Coldwater will have the ball underneath their own hoop here with 14 seconds left to go in the contest. Becca Winning will put it in play. Having trouble, gets it in on the outside to Kelsey Seifring. Seifring dribbling. Passing over on the right to Becca Winning. Winning comes over, dumps it off. Shots fired up, no good. Rebound comes down to Callie Wendell for Fort Recovery. And that's the end of the game. The final score, Fort Recovery 53 and the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers 23. Dominating victory for Fort Recovery tonight. We'll wrap up the broadcast coming up in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hey, Mark, what are you doing?
I'm getting my turkey sliders ready for my Super Bowl party.
Mind if I try one of your turkey sliders?
Go ahead.
Mmm, this turkey slider is delicious. What's all on it?
Cooper Farms turkey meat, of course, a slice of cheese, and Dijon mustard.
Well, Mark, I'll see you later. I gotta run to Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery to get myself some Cooper Farms turkey and other ingredients to make turkey sliders. Enjoy the big game.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Getting seed in the ground faster, with more accuracy and consistency, it starts with your planter. With a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from, there's a Kinze planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency, and provides convenient transport between fields. Come see the latest Kinze planters today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here at the Palace at Coldwater as the Fort Recovery Lady Indians win tonight over the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers by a final score of 53-23. Holly Gann joins us now here at the press table, and it was a long trek up here, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm a little winded, not going to lie. It's kind of high up here, but, you know, the view is great.
Oh, yeah, it's always fun to come here. You always have lots of room here at Coldwater. I don't mind that indeed. Hey, congratulations. The gals did what they had to do. They came out of the gate tonight storming with 24 straight points to put the game away really early.
Yeah, you know, I was just super proud of those girls. Not only did we have a scoreless first quarter, but they executed everything we talked about. We were able to provide some guard pressure, and we knew that our guards were going to be able to outplay their guards. And ultimately, we talked about Riss Miller. She's a great player. So anytime you can hold her down under, and she's averages 20 points a game. So anytime you can hold her down to a minimum, it's definitely something to be proud about. So I'm super proud of those girls. I thought what we've been talking about and what we've been focusing on this week really showed today.
Yeah, she only had 9 points in the contest, and again, they only had 8 points at halftime. I think she had 7 of the 8, so you did a pretty good job on her and everybody else, too.
Absolutely, and again, like I said, those girls, you know, what they came out there and they decided they wanted to do it today, and you saw high energy. We've been obviously working on that full court press, and I thought we did a nice job with getting them to play fast and picking up her in transition. So
exactly, and I was so excited to see Whitley Rammel in the lineup tonight.
That was a little surprise for everyone. I think she had been practicing with us for the last couple days, and so she got here and she's like, "Coach, I packed my jersey. What are you thinking?" I'm thinking, "Well, if you feel pretty good to play, then why don't we just go ahead and try this out?" So we, you know, so it was nice little addition back for us. Came in, hit a nice little jumper, got a nice little bunny there, and. Yep. I'm pretty sure everybody was happy to kind of get her back.
Yeah, and like you say, she looked really nice in there, looked comfortable in there, looked like she wanted to be in there.
Again, we did a great job being able to body and be physical with Riss Miller down in the post and all the way down. Everybody was aware. Everybody moved together as a team. Another great win. Great group of girls.
And we even got the bonus. Allie Vaughn got to sing the national anthem here.
Oh, tonight. How wonderful was that? And, you know, and it sounded like she'd been practicing her whole life, right? It was definitely something. I'm glad that she took the opportunity, you know, being a senior, and those things don't come around very often. So it was a great, nice little touch to start the game off for us.
And what actually happened there, they had some technical problems, and the Fort Recovery fans knew that Allie could sing really well, so they started cheering for Allie, and so the Coldwater officials here said, here, Allie, go ahead and sing. And the Coldwater fans were very appreciative as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, and that's a gamble for them too. So I love that they were just willing to do whatever it takes in order to kind of get it done. And, again, Allie's got a great voice and has been part of the choir program her whole life. And so we always talk about her singing for us, but she's like, oh, no, it's too nerve-wracking. So I like that, you know what, we still got to hear her sing just one time. So I thought she did a nice job there.
Well, the draw is on Sunday. Have they notified you of your seating yet? Or
okay, so timeline for that is Thursday's. Thursday, we got to put our bio. That's today. So put the bio in. Everything closes down on Saturday. Saturday, we get to vote. Sunday, we know how the votes came out. Sunday afternoon, we have our meeting. So Sunday, probably, let's just say 3 o'clock, we'll kind of know what we're looking at. We'll know our seed draw Sunday morning. So
and so they're going to play all the sectionals like they did last year at the high schools, or how are they going to do that?
They are playing all the sectionals are the highest seed.
Okay.
So you're going to play sectionals, so it's looking pretty good. We're thinking we're going to be able to hold our sectional at Fort Recovery, and then districts are at Walpock again. So we're thinking we're going to hopefully get our – it seems like that's possible, any one of the spots that we hit. So we're going to bank on that, and obviously it's not – it's another tough road.
Oh, hey, anytime – well, you know, we're just so close to – what all MAC schools are in that?
Okay, so we got Minster – Marion, Knoxville, New Bremen, Parkway, St. Henry. Six MAC schools are in that.
Well, that's a tough
one. Oh, sorry, including us, 7.
Yeah, that's a tough one indeed. Well, we wish you good luck on that, and I hope you get where you want to be.
Absolutely. You know what? And obviously everybody likes to win, but we had fun tonight, and the girls played hard, and that sometimes those memories that you make with these kids just are just as good as winning.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for coming up.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Yeah, we'll see you down the road.
Bye.
Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Again, as the Fort Recovery Lady Indians come off with a huge win tonight, 53-23 over the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. Again, 20 points for Kiara Wendell, 10 for Paige Fortcamp, 9 for Allie Vaughn, 6 for Whitley Rammel, and 4 apiece for Hope Wendell and Alexis Wendell. Again, Coldwater was led by Riley Rissmiller, who had 9 points in the game. In the JV game, Fort Recovery lost that in overtime, 42-40. Lady Indians started out with a 19-2 lead in that game and just let it slowly slip away as Coldwater was able to tie it up at the end of 4, 32-all, and they win by 2, 42-40 over Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery was led in the junior varsity game by Alexis Wendell with 11 points. Callie Wendell had 10, 8 points for Grace Guggenbiller, and then 4 apiece for Kenzie Garkey and Mara Pearson, and 3 for Sage Luthold. The Lady Cavaliers were led in scoring by Emma May, who had 10, 7 for Becca Winning, and 6 for Jenna Loigers. That wraps it up for us tonight. Again, Jay County won their game tonight over South Adams, 47-30. Here at Coldwater, it's Fort Recovery winning over the Lady Cavaliers, 53-23.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Jay Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana. your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.